Achieving your goals, keeping the end in sight. When setting goals, it's easy to confuse end goals with mean goals. End goals are your future aspirations. They are defined outcomes where you're unwilling to compromise. They describe where you want to get to and who you want to be in the future. Means goals, on the other hand, define one of many paths to reach that end goal. It is likely that along the way, the means goals may have to change to reflect your changing situation and unexpected growths or obstacles that you might need to overcome. Sometimes we get blocked on the path to our goals, so it's important to frequently reflect on your progress and stay flexible. You can always plot an alternative route to the same end. If you meet unyielding resistance in trying to place the next steps in achieving your goals, step back and look at the big picture. Think, what am I trying to achieve and why? If you remember this, you will be unstoppable in pursuing your future aspirations. Remember, you can always find new ways to build courage, to meet new people, to learn and to grow, and to contribute. If one path is blocked, there are plenty of others to choose from. How continuing professional development will help you achieve this. CPD, or continuing professional development, is a process that enables you to take responsibility for enhancing your knowledge, skills, and competence throughout your career. Through CPD, you can update knowledge and skills, prepare for changing roles in your organization, and take on new responsibilities. CPD is a pathway between where you are now and where you want to be in the future, your end goal. Close your eyes and imagine you are standing on the bank of a river. On the other side of the river stands your future self. How will you get to the other side? First, plan your trajectory. What direction should you follow? What building materials, in terms of knowledge, skills, and experience, will you need? Set out a plan of how you will achieve your aspirations. Then you start to build a bridge. Each section you put in place represents an area of skills, knowledge, or experience you have developed in order to progress. Partway through the construction, you should stop and reflect on the journey so far. Are you still heading in the right direction? Perhaps an obstacle has arisen and you need to alter the route. Maybe the building materials need to be adapted. Should you try to develop your skills in a new way? How do you enjoy learning? Once you have addressed these issues, you are ready to continue building. Each step you take will bring you closer to the other side of the river and to achieving your end goals and future aspirations.